we're all aware that the Torah is divided. The Rabbi Shalom gave us Torah in two parts. Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Everybody is well aware of that. The Rambam, when he introduces his Sefer, what he called the Mishnah Torah, because he was trying to do the whole Torah Shebal Peh, starts with a pasuk that the Rabbi Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu to come up to the Har, Rosh Chodesh Elul, the third time, and I will give you the luchais, the Torah, and the mitzvah. The Rambam says the luchais are obviously the two luchais, the second set of luchais. The Torah, he says, is Torah Shebiksav. The HaMitzvah, the Rambam says, is the Perish of Torah Shebiksav. And the Perish of Torah Shebiksav is Nikreis, is called Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam is describing for us that Torah Shebal Peh is the explanation of Torah Shebiksav. Many of you, I'm sure, are familiar. You had it the Daf Yomi not long ago. Gemara in Gittin, it's also Gemara in Temura, the Halacha, that everybody knows the difference between them. Dvarim Shebiksav yatarashom l'armim alpeh. The Torah Shebiksav should not be said out alpeh, but we should learn it from the Ksav. And Dvarim Shebalpeh yatarashom l'kaisvan. Torah Shebal Peh should not be written down. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had to change that because of the Shikcha and the Dereis. So, Eis Lasos, Hashem Meferi Torah Secha, and now Torah Shebal Peh is written down, so much so that we had Gemara written down. After that, Rishonim and Acharonim today. Anybody who wants to publish, publishes. Not certain if we shouldn't be a little more careful, but Dvarim Shebal Peh Yatar Shlokaisvan is the original halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was made for the Torah, changed it in because that was what was necessary for Klal Yisrael. Agav, I'm just make parenthetical for those. It's possible that this division of Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh is only a function of the Luchas Shniyos, that in the original world of the Luchas Rishonis before the Chet HaEgel, it could be Torah would not have been divided quite in that way. But that's a separate subject. If I talk about that, we would get distracted from the main point I want to get to. But so the difference between Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh is less discernible today because so much of Torah Shebal Peh is written down. But I want to suggest there's still a fundamental difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh, and explain the approach of how we should be learning Torah Shebiksav. You all know how to learn Torah Shebal Peh. Question and answer, Shakla V'Tarya, Machloikis, we examine the Hanochais, the assumptions that start, we ask questions, we make diukim inferences, try to logically build, comprehend the sugya, be kind of the sugya, put it together. That's the work that we do when we learn Torah Shebal Peh. How properly to learn Torah Shebiksav. So many of you might think that, well, when I learn the Ramban and the Rebbeinu Bechaya, I'll do the Malbim and I'll do the Netziv, I'm learning Torah Shebiksav. I would like to suggest that when you're doing that, which is a fine endeavor, perfectly legitimate, you're really doing Torah Shebal Peh. Like the Rambam says, Torah Shebal Peh is the perish of Torah Shebiksav. So when we're trying to understand and figure out this word and the contrast of different neshinis in Torah Shebiksav, we're really being osik in Torah Shebal Peh. There's Torah Shebal Peh of the Gemara, there's Torah Shebal Peh of learning the Ksav. But how do we actually learn Torah Shebiksav? I would like to suggest that the proper way in which we learn Torah Shebiksav is simply the reading of Torah Shebiksav. When we read the words, these are words that were said by the Rabbanu Shlom. We say in every Musaf, Shekasafta Aleinu B'Seir Secho, you wrote in your Torah. Now, the Rabbanu Shlom wrote in his Torah, Ayidei Meishavdecho Mepichvaydecho. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the words that the Rabbanu Shlom told him to write, and these are considered as if the Rabbanu Shlom wrote the words. When you open up the Chumash and you read, you do your Shnayim Mikra, you're reading the exact words that the Rabbanu Shlom gave Moshe Rabbeinu, you're ingesting the words of Torah Shebiksav. The actual Kriya itself, the reading, is the primary form of that learning. We're so used to the concept of learning as comprehension, been kind of acquiring the whole thing, that Teres Balpeh is that, the Shinantum, that we should understand it, it should be sharp, it should be clear. That's Teres Balpeh. Teres Miksav is actually just ingesting the words of the Rabbanim Shlom. We open up the Chumash, we see the words, we say the words, we're saying the words of the Rabbanim Shlom. I suggest to you that Chazal call Teres Miksav, they use the Lashon Teres Miksav sometimes, but more often the term they use is Mikra. The reason Mikra is because the Kriya is the form of how you learn Teres Miksav. Just reading the words. There's the Gemara in Baba Kama, I'm too soon again in the Daf Yomi, towards the end of the year, the end of Meruba. Gemara says, they went 3 days without Mayim. Gemara makes a drasha, a Mayim ala Torah, that means they went 3 days without learning Torah. They went 3 days without learning Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin Kriyas HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, so you can never have 3 days contiguous in which you would not have learned Torah. Now, how did making Kriyas HaTorah make it that you're learning Torah? Well, you might say, well, between the Elias, everybody's going to learn. But I don't think that's what the Takana was. The Takana was, Kriyas HaTorah is Limud HaTorah, the form of how we learn Torah. We learn Torah, you learn the Daf, you learn the Reis, whatever you're going to learn. That's the Eon of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav is simply the Mikra. And when we have Kriyas HaTorah, we are learning Torah Shebiksav, just ingesting the words of the Rabbanim Shlom. The bracha we make in the first Aliyah is the same bracha we make for Birchas HaTorah in the morning, Asher Baruch Rabbanu, because it is Limud HaTorah. What we are doing when the Baal Kareh is reading the Torah, he's learning the Torah. That's the Limud HaTorah of Torah Shebiksav. I want to suggest to you that we should appreciate, not only when we do Shnayim Mikra and when we just read the Chumash, when the Baal Kareh reads it, it's a tzibur, the learning of Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebal Peh is all about comprehension. Torah Shebal Peh is all about the hard work, the chazara, all the different tools that we use to understand. Torah Shebiksav, it's not even understanding. It's just the reading of the words of the Rabbanim Shlom, ingesting those words. That's what we should learn in Torah Shebiksav. So the most fundamental difference is that Torah Shebiksav is just reading the words and you're learning the Rabbanim Shlom's Torah. And Torah Shebal Peh has to do with comprehension, working hard, understanding Chazara itself. Take this as idea, just to jump further, the mitzvah of Hakel, last year of Sukkos, this past year of Sukkos, the Melech would come and read the Torah. And it's clear that what he was doing was replicating Hakel. We had this past week's parasha, Yom HaKohol, the day of Maimon HaSinai, is called Yom HaKohol, where all of Klal Yisrael's Ishech HaBoleh Echad. So the Hakel is getting all the Taf, Anoshim and Taf, is to replicate Har Sinai. That Melech is B'mkai Moshe Rabbeinu, and reading the Torah is saying over, the Rabbanim Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu the words, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them down, and then the Melech reads them, and Klal Yisrael hears that. And I'm suggesting that's what's happening in every Kriyas HaTorah. We have the words of the Rabbanim Shlom that he wrote. How did he write them? By Mepich Vedecha, that Moshe wrote down. The Baal Kareh looks at those words, sees those words, says them as Kareh from the Ksav, reads them off the Ksav, and it goes into your ear. We're taking the words of the Rabbanim Shlom into ourselves. We're injecting it into ourselves. We are making it, ingesting it into ourselves simply by the reading of Torah. And this gives us a greater appreciation, I believe, in what Simchas HaTorah is all about. Simchas HaTorah, we have, you know, every 7.5 years a big chelik of Klal Yisrael is finished Shas Bavli and the Daf Yomi, and a tremendous celebration is made. We're doing that celebration once a year in Torah Shebiksav. All of Klal Yisrael has read publicly Torah Shebiksav from Bereishis till Klal Yisrael. We are celebrating the Siyum of having learned, because that's the learning of Torah Shebiksav is the actual Kriya of it. And we are celebrating that we are starting a new cycle. We finished a cycle, we're starting a new cycle. again, I don't want to get distracted, but it's specifically on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, at least in Chutz La'aretz, because in Galus, when we don't have Nevi'im, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have the Nisim, Torah is that which unifies Klal Yisrael. So the celebration of the Siyum of Klal Yisrael having learned Torah, I'm suggesting to you, Kriyas HaTorah, when you go to Kriyas HaTorah, recognize that's the learning of Torah Shebiksav. We're ingesting the words of the Rabbanu Shlomo. I can take this idea just a little further, and that is to say that, in fact, when we go to hear Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos morning, Mincha, Monday, Thursday, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, whenever we hear Kriyas HaTorah, we are doing the Lim HaTorah of the words of the Rabbanu Shlomo. We are, in fact, also replicating Hasinai. That every time that we have Kriyas HaTorah to give a greater chashivas and recognition of what's happening in Kriyas HaTorah. It's not just the break between Shacharis and Musaf, it's not that which makes davening longer on Monday and Thursday. We're getting to hear the words of the Rabbanu Shlomo, and that's a form of Liman HaTorah. The Liman HaTorah of Torah Shebiksav is the Kriya. You can do it individually, our sign mikra, or we do it betzibor when we have the Kriyas HaTorah. It's a replication of Maimon HaSinai. Just two places of support for this concept. The Sefer Charedim has the mitzvahs that are Noyig Bezman Hazeh, so he has over there in the mitzvahs of Divrei Kabbalah, the Sefer Charedim writes of the mitzvahs that are totally on the oizen, mitzvahs that are totally on the ears. So he says, L'hatois oizen l'shmoya kriyas HaTorah mipi shliach tzibor, that one should pay attention to the kriyas HaTorah when the shliach tzibor is reading it. Like he is being mekabelit from the Rabbanu Shlomo in Sinai. We're hearing the words that the Rabbanu Shlomo told Moshe Rabbeinu to write on the Ksav, and coming off the Ksav into the Valkyrie's eyes and mouth, it's coming into our ears. We're getting Hasinai every time. Baruch said, you come to the yeshiva and you hear Baruch laning, that's Maimed Hasinai all over again. But it's in your own souls. You have Kriyas HaTorah every Monday, Thursday. We're doing over Maimon HaSinai. I'm not a big advocate of all the new minhagim that Klal Yisrael is adapting, but there's one minhag that is relatively new that I do subscribe to, and that's the saying of Brich Shmei. 400 years old, 500 years old, that Klal Yisrael does it. It comes from the Zohar, and beginning of Parshas Vayakel. And actually, what he's describing over there is that Kriyas HaTorah is replicating HaSinai, and that we're doing HaSinai, and the whole kohol, whichever is listening, is hearing this by HaSinai. And because of that, he says, when you open up the Arun, the Shari Rachamim are open, because Klal Yisrael is about to come to HaSinai again. And that's why we should say the Tefillah of Rich Shmei, because it's a special Eish Ratzon, because it's the time where we're about to go and do HaSinai. So I'm suggesting in a very real and practical way an appreciation of our Kriyas HaTorah on a regular basis, an appreciation of what Simchas HaTorah is all about, is a celebration of the limud of Torah Shebiksav. I wish I had seen it.